James Cunningham is the host of the hit Cooking Channel TV show Eat Street. He's a comedian and has been featured on Last Comic Standing, Just for Laughs, and Comedy Inc., and is the creator of the award-winning show Funny Money. What he does best, though, is travel around the country and eat and tell you about it and where to go and how to do it. Well, James Cunningham, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here. I love the show and love the book. People that are fans of Eat Street now have a companion book to go along with it, and it's called Eat Street. You can't miss it. Recipes from the tastiest, messiest, and most irresistible food trucks. So food trucks have kind of taken over the world. The technology of those trucks themselves is fascinating, how they can turn such a limited amount of space into really a full-blown kitchen.
Absolutely. And I mean, we're seeing all kinds of things. Like, certain people will just lease your classic Grumman 67 food truck or lease a food trailer. But I mean, there's some food truck owners that really go literally whole hog. There's the Maximus Minimus truck up in Portland, Oregon. And he's converted an old school bus into literally a 40-foot stainless steel pig. It's unbelievable. We've seen guys that convert tractor trailers into mobile rotisseries. We've seen a guy in New Orleans, guy in Dallas, they converted old fire trucks. So there's really no limit to the creativity going on out there, but there's no template. I mean, I've just been blown away the past couple of years. I've been so blessed. I just had the greatest job meeting all these food truck owners, what we call these foodtrepreneurs, who are just throwing their heart and their soul into their businesses. And if you haven't been out to a food truck lately, I encourage your listeners to go check it out. You'll be shocked and amazed at what you find.
Well, yeah, that's what's really exciting about it. I mean, people that are used to the idea of hamburgers and hot dogs are now finding virtually anything on the planet.
Yeah, exactly. And it's the type of fusion that's occurring. Like, I mean, it's not just North American comfort food, which you'll see a lot of, but for example, it's macaroni and cheese done with Indian spices, or, you know, say chicken wings that have been stuffed with, like, you know, like three or four types of cheeses. It's a grilled cheese sandwich that's got, you know, like wrapped in a Mexican burrito. Like, I mean, it's stuff that you've really just never seen before and you wouldn't expect.
Yeah, I think the people that go into it seems like in watching the show and in reading the book, they do one thing and one thing really well, or they have a wide open menu.
Exactly. Some chefs actually change their menus every single day. We featured one truck in Southern California, the Lime Truck. He literally has a different menu every single day. And then you've got certain trucks that just do one thing and do one thing really well, like a donut truck or a custom-made ice cream truck. There really is no template. I mean, it's just a total free market out there, and these entrepreneurs and these chefs just throw their hearts and their souls into it. It's not an easy business, too. I should say that I've yet to come across a food truck owner that doesn't put in a 60 or 80-hour work week. I mean, these guys and gals are really hard workers. They're out there, and they really love what they do. And when it comes to choosing trucks to feature on our show, that plays a major factor. I mean, the food is a major part of it, but it's the food truck owners and operators that also play a major role.
One of the things I remember, I think, from an earlier year, like some guy had a schnitzel truck in New York. That's all he did.
Oh, yeah, yep. And so, he had a bit of an attitude, too. He was a real character, that guy. Oh, yeah, schnitzel and things, I think is the one you're talking about.
Yeah.
And he was in season one, and he was one of these guys, you know, downtown guy. You don't like my schnitzel? Get out of here. What are you?
Right.
No, it was a lot of fun. And I think that plays a lot of part, too. I mean, when you go to a food truck, 9 times out of 10, the person who pulls up and, you know, pulls the truck up and sets up the generator and puts the sandwich board out is the same guy who takes your order and the same guy that's probably serving it to you out the other end. So they're real small operations with one or two operators, and you really get the sense of ownership. I mean, that person really wants you to have a good time and enjoy their truck, and they're really passionate about the food they're making and how they're making it.
Yeah, I get a sense from watching the show and looking at the book as well that there's, you know, a real egalitarian aspect about trucks, that there are people that wouldn't walk into a brick-and-mortar place. They might be intimidated by the idea of going into a place, but it's a food truck. It's out on the street. Everybody's doing it, and maybe I'll try it.
Yep, it's like gourmet for the people. We liken it to gourmet flash mob, if you will. You know, it's sort of this happening where you're walking down the street and suddenly, oh my gosh, wow, I've never tried, you know, a naan bread. I've never tried butter chicken in a hot dog. I've never tried this stuff. So I think your sense of fun, your sense of, you know, if you have any reservations, I think they soon fade away. You know, a food truck is an experience. The a la carte, you know, the nature of most restaurants is a wonderful thing, of course. I'm not downplaying that at all. But a food truck is not so much a meal, it's an experience. You're standing in line, you're meeting people, you're talking with other people who are talking about their favorite foods, their favorite trucks, and you got to try this. Oh my God, last week he did this. I mean, it's a real experience.
Been great talking with you. James Cunningham, whose new book, Eat Street, has recipes about the food truck world and from the TV shows. So thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks so much, David.
Our guest has been James Cunningham, host of the enormously popular cooking channel TV show Eat Street. He has a new book out entitled Eat Street, Recipes from the Tastiest, Messiest, and Most Irresistible Food Trucks. There are links to every single one of the 150 restaurants that are in the book, either their website, their Facebook site, a Twitter account. You can learn when you're traveling, where to go, and what to eat. For Around Cincinnati, I'm David Delegater.